Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Corpus Christi. From the very beginning, God wanted us to be part of His family, literally sharing His divine life as His children. But of course, we aren't God's children by nature. He only has one eternal divine Son. So He will have to adopt us. He'll have to bring us into His family. And that's not as easy as it sounds. To bring us into His family, God has to overcome the infinite distance that separates a creature from its creator. This is the natural difficulty in humanity being adopted by God. Secondly, God will have to overcome our pride, our perverse resistance to being united to God. This is the sinful difficulty in humanity being adopted by God. So how can God make us His family despite these major hurdles? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
You know, there's one thing, Teresa, that God can't do. He can't make us do anything because He made us like Himself. He made us free. And what gets in our way is our pride. This is the big hurdle for us to become children of God. It's always been our pride. We were not ready to receive the gift of God's life, so God had to prepare us over a long time. During this time, God made covenants with Adam, Noah, Abraham, and God made His fourth covenant with Moses to get us ready. Now, in the first reading of Mass today from Exodus 24, you might have been a little bit confused, but it really helps us to understand this feast of Corpus Christi. In Exodus 24, Moses calls all the people together and he sacrifices oxen. Then he takes half the blood of the oxen and throws it on the altar. And then he throws the other half of the blood on the people. Why does he do this? Because blood symbolized life. The blood is poured on the altar. The altar represents God. And then the blood is poured on the people. Blood poured on the altar and on the people signifies the making of a blood covenant between God and Israel, a blood bond that forged a family bond. But it was only symbolic. Sharing in the blood of oxen couldn't really make the Israelites part of the family of God. It was just a sign, and that sign didn't have the power to effect what it signified. It couldn't make them part of the family of God. It was just a foreshadowing of what Jesus would do in the new covenant, because only the precious blood of Jesus in the Eucharist has the divine power to make us one with God. That's why Jesus said, "If you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, unfortunately, Moses' blood ritual didn't seem to work very well. The people didn't seem to become any more intimate with God, and they don't seem to share in his holiness. In fact, just a few chapters later, they utterly rejected God and replaced him with a shiny metal statue of a young bull, a golden calf. It's like the blood ritual, it didn't take. And after all, it was only a symbol. It was just cow's blood sprinkled on the altar and on a crowd of people. If God really wanted to be related to his people by blood, well, that would require a lot more work. First, God would have to become human himself. He would need some blood of his own, which would mean becoming man, made of flesh and blood. And then he would have to establish some kind of distribution system by which he could share that blood with his people. So that's what he did. And he did it right there at the Last Supper in the upper room. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
1400 years after Moses, God was ready to enact a new blood ritual. And this one wouldn't be just a symbol. It would be real. In the upper room, on the night of the Last Supper, God was seated at table. For he was now God made man, with real human blood flowing in his veins. And it was time to share his blood with his apostles, time to make them his family, even in a biological way. So he took a chalice and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is my blood." The good God, always infinitely ingenious, especially in showing his love for us, was presenting his system for introducing his blood, his divine blood, into our bodies. He had given us the Eucharist. And then he said to them, "Do this in memory of me." And from then on, the bishops and priests, the successors of those first apostles, would be the blood transfusion technicians, whose job it would be to make humanity related to God by blood. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Do you see how much God loves you? Do you see how creatively he has shown his desire that you should be his children? It's not enough for him to be your benefactor. He wants to be your father. It's not enough that he should teach you the path to holiness. He wants you to be blood to him. We are God's family. We have the blood of his firstborn son flowing in our veins by the system of every Mass. Through every Mass, when we receive the precious body and blood of Jesus, we now have his blood flowing through us. We too are his children, even according to the flesh. The flesh of God's Son, which we consume in the Eucharist. We will never find a more loving God. We will never find a better Father than this. By baptism and the Eucharist, God has made us part of his family. We are now sons and daughters of God. That is our true identity and infinite worth. So let's not act like the Israelites and try to construct our identity in some other way, by a calf of gold, or human achievement, or fame, or comfort, or lust. Let's rest in the goodness of being his beloved children, chosen by him, and now even bonded to him by the body of his son and the blood of his son, which he has given to us in the real blood ritual of the Eucharist that makes us one family with God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, we've gone through the scripture and the theology of the Feast of Corpus Christi, but do you know where the actual feast comes from?
I feel like there was a meditation that we were going to do that because of that, I think I know.
Well, the
but
feast,
I'll let you answer.
The feast doesn't come from the meditation we were going to do.
No, but should I guess from a specific Eucharistic miracle?
Yeah, do you remember which one? That's not very fair for me to do that to you.
There's so many.
There is so
many. I didn't know there would be a pop quiz.
There are so many Eucharistic miracles. And actually, the new blessed, Carlo Acutis, he put together a whole website on so many Eucharistic miracles that everyone should go to. But Corpus Christi, this feast, actually comes from a Eucharistic miracle that took place in the year 1263 when a priest named Peter of Prague, he stopped at the town of Bolsena, north of Rome. Now, he was a good priest, but he suffered from some doubts about the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, which is not unusual. You know, he questioned, like many of us, how mere bread and wine could really become the risen and living Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And he begged Jesus to help him through his unbelief. And the next day, he was celebrating Mass at the tomb of St. Christina, there at the church in Bolsena. And as soon as he said the words of consecration, "This is my body, this is my blood," the host began to bleed. And blood fell onto his hands and onto the altar cloth. And he was dumbstruck. And so too all those attending Mass who witnessed the miracle with his own eyes. At first he was confused and he tried to hide the blood. But then he interrupted Mass and he asked to be taken to the neighboring city of Orvieto, because that's where Pope Urban IV was residing. The Pope listened to the priest's account, then ordered the bishop of the diocese to bring this miraculous host and the blood-stained linen corporal to the church in Orvieto. And you know what? That blood-stained cloth, the cloth stained with the real blood of Jesus, is still there at the Church of Orvieto. Your siblings, I haven't taken you there. I took your siblings there. And then it was 1 year later, 1264, that Pope Urban IV instituted this feast day, Corpus Christi, to celebrate the truth that the Eucharist really is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And if you go to the Church of St. Christina in Bolsena, you can still find the blood-stained stones where the miracle is preserved. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So now you're going to want me to take you to Orvieto and Bolsena.
I feel like we might as well.
That's one of the great things of pilgrimage. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.